Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
All right, and good morning, my friends. It's Rob Pizzola. Today I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I just walked out of a seminar. And actually, it was an online deal. And I wanted to come talk to you guys today because a lot of people in here are trying to get funding for deals. They're trying to get themselves back on track, and they're finding that they're running into barriers. Okay. What I want you to know is most of you, if you read my bio, know and understand that what I've done in the past is I've owned debt collection companies. And the last one we owned, we had 300 employees, and we collected debt for a lot of the large banks, a lot of the large credit unions, a lot of the credit card companies. Okay. So as I'm sitting here, I'm trying to think, how do you get back on track when all you have is debt collectors calling you all the time, or people pretending to be debt collectors, or people that are trying to extort money out of you? That's kind of what I like. Hold on, I'm going to share this talk real quick, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, so that's a real important issue to me, because right now I work with people all over the world just trying to get people back on track, right? Getting people set and brought back to normal to be able to get themselves where they were prior to COVID. Well, right now we're seeing some horrific things. Let me tell you what it is. And by the way, welcome to Western Capital. My name is Robert Pizzola, and I'm the CEO and president. So when you're listening to this on the replay, you'll know who I am. You can reach us at robert@wcilaw.com. And the reason we're talking about this issue today is because whenever you're dealing with financial issues and you're dealing with people who are literally trying to demand that you do something right now, I'm coming at you and telling you, my friends here on this platform, that there are ways to deal with people like that, okay? And what you do is you have to be very, very clear, and you deal with them head on. Now, you guys have got to follow me for a second, because I'm going to tell you some things that I probably, you know, I guarantee you nobody who's in the debt collection business is going to talk to you about. Let's just be real, okay? Number one, I understand that everybody, if not everybody, people are having financial problems. I get that. Okay. However, it does not do anybody any good to have debt collectors screaming and yelling at you and dialing all day long. So what happened is, a few years ago, the government created the CFPB. And if you're in my room, guys, I promise you one thing, that I'll never, ever waste your time. And I told you that I'll only give you information that's valid and and correct and information that's going to help you. So this is, if you want to come to the stage, that's fine, but just kind of listen to where I'm going to. Okay. And I think you're going to understand that, wow, you know, people right now are going through the issue of what, either losing their job or quitting their job. I can't quite figure that one out, right? I can't quite figure that one out. But let's just make the assumption they're losing their job, okay? And then let's find out what's going on with the mortgages. As we were told by many, many people, Rob, go ahead and you don't have to pay your mortgage for 15 months. And we're going to go ahead and just put it on the back end of your mortgage. Well, guess what's happening, guys? Friends, they're actually doing that if you qualify. So that's kind of scary, isn't it? Because you don't have the same type of financial foundation that you had prior to COVID, but they're looking at you to see if you qualify, because that's what they have to do to be able to meet the Federal Reserve to be able to trade your note. All right. So over the past 2 years, we all realize, and I'll be repetitive in some ways, we all realize that there have been a lot of financial things that have just kind of been really, really, really hard, okay? And we know that. How do we know that? We know that because what they did is they took America and said, you know what, guys? Everybody go home for 3 weeks. That's 1, 2, and 3, right? 1, 2, and 3 weeks. And if you guys will do that, then we're going to go ahead and help you, and we're going to go ahead and give you money, which people got used to. $1,000 a week. People got used to not working. People got used to not having to be accountable. People got used to all of this this easy money. Well, if you're in business, you understand when I say PPP. You understand when I say EIDL. That is not ever in the history of the world going to happen again. Now, let me get to my point. During that period of time, you probably didn't pay a lot of your credit card bills, did you? You probably didn't pay any of your unsecured debt. A lot of you didn't pay your car payments because the bank said, Wells Fargo, auto finance, a lot of the people we work with said specifically, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're going to go ahead and put it on the back of your loan. Well, the problem is, guys, in order to have that money put back on the back of your loan, you have to have the financial wherewithal to be able to prove who you are, what you're doing. Guys, my name is Robert Paizzolo. I'm the CEO of Western Capital. Hang around with us for a little bit. We're going to come back. I'm going to do a station ID real quick because we do broadcast around the world in 4 different languages, and this is my platform. So stand by 1 second, and we'll help you out and answer your questions.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind. Change your life. Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Paizzolo. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Paizzolo. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Paizzolo.
All right. Thanks to my production team in London for taking care of that. Guys, today is going to be a good topic because we're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about your debt. We're going to talk about people that are calling you. And you know what? If you are in business, it's a different animal. So there's two types of accounts that we collect on. Number one, we collect on personal debt. That means you owe me money. That means that you owe a bank money. That means that you as an individual owe money. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you own a business and you have a business set up as an LLC, you guys need to get a pen and write this stuff down. You're setting yourself up for failure because I'm going to be able to break through that LLC and bust through and take everything you have. So you want to listen to what I'm saying, okay? Next thing we have is we have business credit. What is business credit? Business credit is a credit that is allocated to businesses because you have an EIN. You have a Dun & Bradstreet number. We work with companies all over the globe, and we take people, and we actually report to them. I'm just going to say this one time, And for those of you that get it. Those of you that don't. We report to Dun & Bradstreet. We report to Experian. We report to Equifax, and we report to TransUnion. Okay, so I said that. If you got it, you got it. Congratulations. So what we have to do is we have to figure out, how are we going to be able to pay our bills? How are we going to be able to connect with other people? And how are we going to be able to continue on moving forward? Now, I've had this question come up in a lot of my seminars, and people ask the question, well, Rob, you know, I'm afraid to go get the mail. I'm afraid to even answer the door. Well, of course you're afraid of answering the door. You're afraid of getting your mail because you don't know what's there. It's like a viper snake that could jump out and hit you wherever you're at. Guys, you don't need to be that afraid. What you have to have is a strategy that says, whenever it's time to figure out where you want to go, then all you need to do is number one, write down all of your bills. And that means the name of the creditor. If it's business, that's two pages, right? So if you have a business, that's something we need to talk about. You need to get a hold of me, because we a lot of time I have businesses that are calling me and they're being hit with, you know, they have millions of dollars outstanding. I get that. Real estate deals that went bad. Okay. We can handle all that. We deal with that for you, but you got to get a hold of us, right? So if it's personal debt, you want to figure out, first of all, how much you're bringing in. Second part, what are you spending your money on? Well, I understand that it's kind of crazy right now because, I mean, I'm hearing people's rents being raised by $1,000 a month, or mortgages are going into, you know, we're at 5% as of yesterday. You guys know how much money that is? 5% mortgages are very, very difficult when we were just sitting at, you know, zero or plus one. So we got to really start thinking about that, okay? The next thing is, everything that a debt collector does, and write this down, everything that a debt collector does is governed by the federal government, all right? Now, I'm going to tell you something here. There's a government agency called the CFPB. It's called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And they set rules and limitations on how debt collectors can do what they do. Now, we know that there's over 97% of the credit reports in the country that are wrong right now. In other words, they've got information that's erroneous, wrong, and we sue debt collectors very aggressively. I want you to go ahead and Google the name Vance Dotson, V-A-N-C-E-D-O-T-S-O-N. Vance has worked with me for the past 10 years. We did a television show together, and all of a sudden now, Vance is in Oklahoma, and I'm here in Las Vegas. So you can take a look at that. But you have got to understand, if a debt collector crosses the line, you make money. Well, Rob, what do you mean I make money if the debt collector crosses the line? Just what I said, guys, listen carefully. If a debt collector abuses you, takes advantage of you, calls you over and over and over, violates what's called, write this down, the FDCPA, Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, it's a federal law, then guess what? You are entitled to receive money. Now, how do you do that? Well, Rob, I don't have money to even pay my bills. How am I going to talk about suing debt collectors? Congratulations, guys. That's what we do. So you see, I come from the background of being in the debt collection industry for 15 years. And we collected on portfolios for Citibank and Bank of America and all these, American Express, you name it, we collected on it. Finally, I jumped to the other side and I said, you know what? There's a lot more money here. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're listening right now, you need to write this down. If any of this applies, as of last week, we talked about the CFPB, right? The CFPB came out with a ruling that says, if you have been sexually abused in any way, this is crazy. If you've been sexually abused in any way, and it's impaired your ability to perform and do what you would normally do, like get a job at your education level, then all of the accounts that are associated during that period of time are to be removed. Did you hear what I said, guys? If you're listening to this on the replay, I want you to go type in CFPB, sexual assault or sexual abuse. Nobody will believe it. It's the first time I've ever renounced it on any of our platforms. Now, right now, just so you know, as I think it's my profile, we're recording for 90 different platforms right now in 4 different languages. So this goes wide and across the world. This is not just on Wisdom. Wisdom is my platform that I use to record from. We then take it, we bookend it, and send it out all over the world, as we will. But the reason I'm asking you guys, or telling you guys about this, is because if you have any problems like that, then you have the ability with the proper paperwork, which I can walk you through, to be able to get those accounts taken care of. Okay. Now, if you lost your job during COVID and you still haven't recovered, there's a way to take care of that, but you have to present the correct paperwork to a debt collector. Now, there's all these credit repair firms out here that are trying to have you give them money, and in exchange for that, they're going to let you, or they're going to take these accounts off of your credit, so they say. Listen carefully. We never, ever, ever pay a credit repair company until the work is done. We never pay. That's part of the law, okay? That's under the CFPB also, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Another thing we never do is we never, ever pay debt collectors. Listen to what I just said. We never, ever pay debt collectors unless we have an agreement that they're going to remove and delete, not say it was satisfied, not say that it was paid in full, unless they remove and delete the trade item. So if a debt collector calls you, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to listen. And you're going to say, oh, well, let's role play for a second. And I have tapes up, by the way. If you tape in Robert Paizola SoundCloud, Robert Paizola SoundCloud, you can hear a bunch of conversations where we just take him to task. Now, please understand, guys, whenever you type in Robert Paizola SoundCloud, this is not who I am. Okay, this is me being like an actor on a stage doing what I do. But you'll see how these people fold very, very quickly. Okay, the reason they do is they know that we litigate. We take everything to federal court, which is the proper jurisdiction, and then we sue them. We hold them accountable for you. So if you want some free advice, which I'm giving out today, because you're in the room, all wonderful, the wonderful people that are here, here's my first piece of advice. Number one, guys, I want you all to go to Walmart today, and I want you to get a digital tape recorder. I want you to always have a digital recorder on you. So anytime a debt collector calls, whether it's for your business or anytime you're involved in any type of financial arrangements, you are recording, R-E-C-O-R-D-I-N-G, the situation. You're putting all the documents and all the information in a digital form so that you will be able to archive and have that information. Some of these calls, whenever you go to Robert Paizola SoundCloud, you listen to those calls, people are going to freak out because it's okay for them in their mind to record you, right? But when you record them, they just go berserk, all right? So that's the first thing. Next thing, if we ever, if you have a debt that's like 5 years old and they're trying to say, well, you know what, would you please send me like $25 just to show good faith? Okay, that's a scam, because what we have to do is look at, you guys need to listen to this again. It's called the date of last activity. That is the date from which the statute of limitations runs to get it off your credit report. You follow me? Date of last activity. And if you pay it, make a payment, guess what happens that date of last activity? It now changes to today's date. If you say, oh yeah, I'll give you $25 on that $70,000 credit card, you've just completely screwed yourself. Now, why don't people talk about this? I don't know. I'm just telling you the facts. And everything I'm telling you, like I told you guys a long time ago, when I talk to you, I bring you absolute valid data. I'm not doing anything. I'm not wasting your time. So if you're in this room, please, please, please take notes and understand that your goal is not to pay your bills, but your goal is to make sure that you're not being penalized for years. So in other words, if a debt collector calls and you listen to some of those calls on SoundCloud, you're going to be like, oh my God, how is that even possible? Well, it's possible because you're taking control of the conversation. Listen to the intensity that I'm talking to you right now, right? You guys can feel the intensity in my voice. We're on an application where it's energy, it's voice, it's attenuation. 100,000 people will end up listening to this by the time it's done. Why? Because we syndicate all over the world everything that is said in the Wisdom Forum, right? So we get people's attention. And if you want to get a hold of us, contact me at robert@wcilaw.com. collector.com. You can also go to mycollector.org, and you can see hundreds and hundreds of articles have been written on me and what we do. Okay. You can also type in Robert Paizola seminars, and you can see exactly how we go into companies and help companies. We also go into companies that are facing financial turmoil, and we will work with them to get them back on track. In other words, we will be the guys that will look at all your finances, look at all your employees, all your expenses, and look at all the details and see what is working in your company. We do not have any responsibility to do anything but to give you the correct advice. So when a debt collector calls as an individual and you're at work and your wife's at home and she's calling, they're calling three times a day about your car payment that's 1 month past due, what do you do? Well, number one, I suggest you go listen to the SoundCloud tapes and you're going to learn how we handle those people. And then contact our offices here in Las Vegas. I think if you dial 1-800-373-8913 or just send an email to robert@wcilaw.com. And you'll be able to see, again, these are all facts, guys. There's nothing rogue about this. The topic of the room today is let's talk debt collectors and how to win. When you're talking to a debt collector, it's nothing more than a talk-off. It's nothing more than your ability to communicate versus theirs. And them knowing that you're recording, as late as possible in the conversation, that you're recording them. Because whenever you dial a debt collector, they call you on that 1-800 number, and I've got lots of them that we just can't stand. They say this is intent to collect the debt. Any information obtained will be used for that purpose, and calls may be recorded for quality control and training purposes. So guess what? That's a bilateral agreement. That means that you have the ability to record, and so do they. They've given you permission to record, right? Now, so there's two things I've said. Number one, as an individual, we do not pay debt collectors unless what? Unless what? That's right. Unless they agree to remove it from your credit reports. And we want that in writing. It's called pay for removal. All right. The next thing we do is, as an individual, we make sure that we have a copy of our credit report. And we want to make sure, you know, some people don't even know what a credit report is. Well, I'm not going to get into it. You can follow some of my other videos and seminars on that. But I'll tell you, there are three major credit bureaus for an individual. That's going to be Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And everybody is in hot, hot water right now because the CFPB is looking at something very, very serious and they're thinking about redoing the entire credit system because it's not fair. If you're African American, you understand it's not fair. We've sued because of racial inequality for them. I mean, we've done a lot of stuff. So you guys have got to understand the credit bureaus are not fair. The people who underwrite the loans are not fair. And if you tried to get a loan recently, you understand the housing is not fair, right? So why I have some people in the room, if anybody wants to come up, I'll answer your questions. If you do not want to, I totally understand that. And I totally get that, but I want you guys to understand that you have to take control of your credit report. You have to take control of what's being said about your company. Just because you have $1 million in the bank doesn't mean anything. Actually, that's really stupid if you have $1 million in the bank and if you're not protected financially. In other words, if you're a sole proprietorship and you're going to tell me, geez, Rob, I've made a lot of money and I'm raking in the cash, and you've got a bank account right now and you're as a sole proprietor, oh my gosh, that is not what's called asset protection. We need to have a talk because I need to make it. Listen carefully, guys. There is nothing wrong. There is nothing beneficial about being financially, being poor. Let's just say it the way it is. There is nothing beneficial, about being rich. Nothing beneficial. Because there's one word I want you to know, and that's called control. If you control everything, you don't have to own anything. You can own all the real estate you want. You can have all the employees you want. But guess what? Oh, I don't know where, but guys, that's what's happening right this second. Right this second. It's tough. It's tough. I get where you're all coming from. I get the stress that you're under. And we have clients all over the country that we're fighting this battle for now and every other day. Today I went into two different areas. I went into personal finance and legal. If you're having problems with your business and you think that you are, you know, you've had a business that's been open for a while, and right now, because you spent your EIDL money or you spent all your PPP and you're on the way out, you need to contact us straight up. Okay. Let's see what we can do to figure out if it's still worth it. And I'll tell you if it's worth it. We have people that fund things all the time. We buy real estate. We do things that are awesome, but we don't know what you're going through unless you come to us. Is that fair? We don't know what you're going through unless you come to us. And again, you can find us at Western Capitals on the internet, on the web at we got so many websites. The podcast, go subscribe to that, guys. It's WCI Live.com. Okay. And if you want to read all the details about us, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of documents, it's all on mycollector.org. All right. So the good news is that you have knowledge now of how to take care of debt collectors whenever they call. You also know what you're going to do whenever they make demands. You're going to be recording the phone call. You also know what you're going to do is if you get in a situation where you don't even know what I'm talking about, or if you think, wow, I don't understand any of this, you can give us a call. I already gave you the number, 1-800-373-8913, here in Las Vegas. What we do is if debt collectors abuse you and you have it on tape, or if you can prove it, we litigate. We'll spend the money. We'll help you out. I have no problem doing that. We'll spend the money to litigate for you. Okay. It's a partnership. You cannot just walk in and hand me a $10,000 check and tell me to just do everything for you. Understand that. That's not the way it works. But if you're abused by a debt collector, and I told you guys one thing at the beginning of this call, and there's a few people that I want to say it again. If you have been sexually abused, there is a new law from the CFPB that came out 2 weeks ago. This is if you're a victim of sexual abuse or trafficking or anything like that, that your credit profiles get deleted for that period of time at which you were involved in that, because they all of a sudden Congress came up with a position of you shouldn't have to pay the hassle and not be able to get an apartment, etc. I'll post that up on our website, but it's very, very, very true. If you have a business, I strongly suggest that what you do is you get yourself positioned so that you are, I have tons of Bitcoin. Alexa, what's Bitcoin at right now?
One Bitcoin is worth $39,900.
Okay, we're still holding at 39,000. So I, we bought it at $1,100, guys, when we bought our Bitcoin, $1,100 in 2016. So that's the good news, and we haven't sold one bit of it, but we're hovering right around 40 grand right now. So if you guys have any questions, I'm just going to leave this out for replay, and we're going to run this cast as it is. It's real simple. If you owe money, make sure you document what it is. Make sure you document what they do to try to collect from you. If you don't, then figure out what we need to do to take care of that. Go listen to Robert Paisola, the site that I told you I had all the audio on. It'll blow you away, completely blow you away. Follow me on this platform, because this is the base platform that we use. And then we syndicate out, and this will be transcribed into a transcription. This will also be sent out into four different languages all over the world. Okay. The reason we do that is because we have people that really, really need help. Now, for those of you that want to get your credit report, you can go to annualcreditreport.com. It's a free report, and they were doing it during COVID. Excuse me. During COVID, when you could get a free copy of your report, and that's every month. Now I think it might be back to every once a year, but go there and get a copy of your report and take a look at what it is showing. Okay. Is it showing anything that you don't like or don't see or don't notice? That's what you have to do. You have to just look at it. And then from that point, we go after those people, especially if they're debt collection companies, and we go after them for you guys. I mean, it's not that hard. We can get you back on track again. Guys, I understand how difficult it has been for the past 2 years as you've gone through COVID. Please do not underestimate that. I have absolute, absolute gratitude that you have come here and that you're trying your best to get through these things. If you are not, if you're not Caucasian, I feel bad because there's proof anywhere you go that you are being abused and you are being redlined. Those things are now at the forefront of our government. And because that's there, we're getting results and we're suing people all the time. We live in federal court. We litigate all day long against people who mess with our clients. I hope you understand. I hope that you get the point of this broadcast. I hope that as you listen to this again, that you understand the things that you need to do to put yourself in the driver's seat. So that way you don't feel like you're the one that's being held victim, okay? Not victim to, you know, be a victim of life, but because it's difficult, because I understand what it's like to have somebody call and demand. You can't even pay your rent, so how the hell are you, or buy food for your kids? How are you gonna handle all this? It's all about, listen, during this period of time that I've talked to you, these 34 minutes, listen to how I've come across as far as the intensity in my life. In my voice, right? People are not going to screw with you if they're working with us, and they're not going to screw with you if you take what I say. If you do nothing more than play this over one more time and take all the notes I've given you, who would have known? Anybody on this app 2 weeks ago, the government would have come out and said, if you're a victim of sexual assault, you have a free pass for your credit. Guys, that's what I do. That's how I learn. That's how I help you. So if there are no questions, I'm going to jump out. I have to get on a video and I'm going to go ahead and help another group of people. But I wanted you to understand what it's like to deal with somebody like myself who was owned a debt collection company. Okay. We made millions of dollars a year, millions. Okay. But you must do it correctly. We'll go ahead and we'll take a call from Jared right now. Jared, this is Rob Pizzolo with Western Capital. We're going to go ahead and have you come up, buddy, and see what's going on. Hey, what's up, buddy?
How's it going? Yeah, I was listening to your talk there, and I think your talk is pretty interesting, you know, about, you know, dealing with debt collectors. I think especially with COVID and everything that's been happening, people losing their jobs and everything, I think that's, you know, very good talk to talk about, you know, very good talk to have.
Well, I'm sure you understand. Yeah. There's a lot of people in difficulties right now, you know. And people really, really, really don't know what to do. I mean, who in the heck thought you would wake up, you know, after COVID and then your rent goes up by $1,000 a month, right? That's real, Jared.
Yeah, not me. I know, you get it. You understand, you know, and you being the CEO of a debt collection agency, right?
No, Western Capital is a financial firm. We actually are like, I'm now considered a, what do you call it? A vetted investor? Hang on a second. Accredited investor. So we're a financial firm. So I do venture capital and Western Capital. I'm the CEO and I own all that. Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking about debt collectors and how, so you weren't actually a debt collector.
I was. Yeah. 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 I collected you owe Citibank money. I got the account and you would talk to my people in our call centers. Absolutely.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
totally cool. Sorry about for misspeaking.
No,
but yeah.
But I think you kind of see, Jared. There's a lot of people in a lot of problems right now, but nobody has answers. You know, I'm not running around here trying to tell people, you know, life is great and there's nothing to worry about. Don't worry, it's gonna be fine. No, it's not. You have to have the knowledge that I'm giving you, and that's what's kind of interesting. As I told you, Jared, earlier, you know, each of these broadcasts are syndicated around the world, so we'll have probably 100,000 to 200,000 people listening to this. This cast, because that's the way we do it. And we have an amazing team of people that are behind me, but we give out data that people need. And that's why I tell people to just either, you know, most of the time, just please send an email to Robert at mycollector.net or Robert at WCILaw.com. And then we'll do what we can to work with you. Right, Jared? You know, I mean, everybody's having problems,
nice.
I think. I don't think there's any. Nope, everybody went through the same thing, too. Keep that in mind.
Right, yeah, and everybody has problems anyway. Even if you don't have problems with debt collectors. Like, I don't have any debt collectors knocking on my door, but we all have issues. We all have problems. We all go to work every day. Or
yep.
Some of us don't, but you know what I mean? Like, we're all only human.
That's right. That's right. And I appreciate that, my friend, because, you know, it's not only about the problem, it's about how you resolve the problem. And that's what we're experts at. We're experts at listening to every little thing you say, documenting it, and then all of a sudden saying, okay, this is the solution, and having our team jump in and try to make you feel a little bit better. Because as you said, right now is not the problem. You might have a house, you might have a few cars, and not even have an issue. But you know what? A lot of people who you know are going through those same problems I just discussed.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I'm sure you're very well aware of, and I've learned this, I was kind of raised in a bubble, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't until I'm an Air Force, but I'll admit I was
sure, raised in a bubble. Sure, sure.
And it wasn't until I became in like my 30s, and especially just, I think it was in the last 5-10 years, especially now that COVID hit, really opened my eyes. You've already known this, so this is nothing new to you. You're older than me. I'm sure you're wiser, obviously, in the financial sector. But people living beyond their means. You know, I was all brand new car, they're doing well. And then you see that brand new car, you find out that's the lease pulling into a trailer park. And nothing against that, that's fine. You made that person may have a lot of money, but people put on a lot of facade in society.
Yeah, that's going to catch up with people, because right now we're dealing with real dollars and you're dealing with inflation. I mean, if you've been to the grocery store recently, oh my. What a difference. I was talking to a CEO of a large food store. Go ahead and do me a favor, guys. Everybody go to the store and look at the price of Oreos right now. That's one thing that he actually mentioned, the CEO mentioned. It will blow your mind what a pack of Oreos costs, not to mention that it's been downgraded as far as how many are in the box. One thing that he mentioned, and it's gone almost 3 times much, like almost $7, $8, $9, $10. I mean, it's amazing. You know, how do you handle that? What do you do? Well,
yeah, I love how you're touching on this, because like I got so much to say about that. So, like, I shop at Aldi's, and you know what? I filled my cart with like, I don't know, 10, 15 items. It was like 70 yep. bucks. I'm like, oh, chicken wings. You'll love those chicken wings, right?
Yeah.
I remember I paid $8 for them about maybe 5 years ago ish. I don't know, 3 to 5 years. Now $15 for the same thing as chicken wings.
Yeah, absolutely terrible. And you know what? Let's be real, Jared. There's a lot of people that have not been blessed with financial, I don't want to say acumen, but I'll say that have been blessed with the ability to have financial success. And those people are living paycheck to paycheck, budget to budget, just trying to get by if they even have a job.
Right.
So I look at it as kind of my responsibility, and that's why I come on here and I talk. You know, if I do this in Clubhouse, there's 1800 people in a room. Let me just kind of explain how this works. I love this platform because it's easy. I get to work with people who I know. I get to have, you know, people in this room are more, it's a vetted organization in here. Okay. It's vetted. It's more clear. But in Clubhouse, you know, there'll be 1800 people and there'll be people saying jokes. And I mean, it goes on and on. We have to have moderators, but here we can create the content that people listen to. And then we get a transcription of this and then they're like, wow, did you really say that? Yeah, I did. I really did. And it's totally true, because people are, Jared, I don't even know how to say this, but people are suicidal right now in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. I've dealt with it. I mean, in my local community, we have a big problem with meth addiction. Addiction, uh-huh. They're through the roof. Listen to it. We have a lot of people, and I say this in not in a mean way, a kidding way, but I got to be careful because people take it wrong, because I'm kind of a jokester. But, you know, we have a lot of busybodies on their scanners, right? And they don't like it when I say that, but hey, come on. I'm just calling a spade a spade.
Yeah.
And I do it from time to time. You know, if I have the time, I'll turn on my screen for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, maybe once a week. And I'll hear the mental health calls that go out over the scanner. It's crazy.
And I think, Jared, you're going to, you might agree with me that didn't happen prior to COVID as much. Okay. It wasn't normal to just have this belief that you could run into a Gucci store or a Louis Vuitton store and rip the whole place apart and walk out with $20,000 worth of stuff. Okay. So things are changing in our country. We got 14-year-olds killing 10-year-olds right now. What's up with that? You know?
Yeah. Well, you know about Brooklyn? the Brooklyn that happened? I know it was in New York.
Yeah, it was in New York City. Yeah. And it, I mean, I never heard of that. Of course, and I was kind of shell like you. I was I was kind of in a base like you where I never really heard reality. I grew up in Ohio and went to college, you know, Brigham Young University, and never, and that's in Utah. And then I moved out here and built a huge company, and it still exists. But the bottom line is I never had that type of adversity. I always had the family structure. Okay. And, you know, so this is the way I give back, not going into a clubhouse room and speaking to 1,800 people who strictly have no clue of what I'm talking about. And that's why we spend the money on transcriptions, and we do it in 4 languages, and we broadcast it over 90 different areas throughout the world. You know, and that's wow. how we get our name out. That's how we wow. get what we have to say goes out wide and far. And we have a very, very loud voice. So if you were to replay this tape and you were to listen to how I started talking when there was like nobody in the room, it's exactly the same as I did now, because there are a lot of people who need to know exactly what it is that we're going through. You know, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, I've seen you. I don't know if you've come on to my talks or not, but I've seen you bounce around different rooms. I believe it was you.
Yep.
Greg, if I misspeak. But yeah, so I'm like, and I saw that you're, you know, a CEO, and I read your bio. I'm like, God, you sound like a cool dude. So I'm like, yeah, let me stop in.
Man, I sure.
But I had no clue.
I sure appreciate that, buddy. And just remember, it doesn't matter what you're facing or what anybody in our audience is facing right now. It's all a matter of how you handle it. And I've given you guys some great tips today. The tips are to, number one, get a recorder. I already told you that. Every time I talk to you, I always tell you, make sure you document, because guess what, guys? Listen and write this down. If it's not documented, it is not done. Okay? It didn't happen. Keep that in mind. If you didn't document it and you don't have proof of it, it never happened. But if you send me a tape saying this is what happened to me, man, you can see the flames. And you'll be able to see what happens. And there's people that have done that. Simply, like I said, type my name, Rob Pizzola or Robert Pizzola, and then type in, what's that word I said earlier? SoundCloud. And you're going to see hundreds and hundreds of calls, and you're going to be like, wow, this is intense. But you know what? That's what you guys need to be able to get through this crazy storm we're in. Because who in the hell goes to the grocery store and spends $70 every single time they go? That doesn't make any sense, Jared.
Yeah, I know. I do, pretty much. It's go to a grocery store for under $100. I mean, go to Walmart and try to spend groceries for under $100. Good luck, you know?
Absolutely.
It's crazy. So there was something I was going to share with your guest, and I'm maybe I can get back with you, and you can put it in maybe your notes or something. I'm trying to pull it up on my laptop. I just recently changed the Wi-Fi password. But they actually have... And people can Google it, they can find it. I was trying to find the one that I use, and I can't remember it offhand, where you can actually just transcribe all your audio for free. They give you like 50 or some insane amount of hours for free. And I thought that was really cool. You kind of left there temporarily. I don't know what, you might have got a phone call or something.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I figured you probably got like a phone call or something.
These things never quit. So, yeah, Otter, OTTER .AI.
Yeah, that's it. Otter.ai. I think it's Otter.ai.
And that'll automatically transcribe your doc. It'll transcribe everything's being said. So that's the first thing we'll do tonight. So tonight, I'll transcribe this through Otter.ai. Then I'll upload it to all the portals. And then we'll just, boom, push a button and it'll go live. So...
They use the same thing I do, and I love it. Especially like going into a meeting, you can bring your laptop, your mobile phone, whatever it is, and you can just set it down. And instead of having to go through hours of audio, you can just get what you need right away.
Wow, Jared, thank you so much, my friends. I appreciate you a lot. Thank you. You know,
nice meeting you, buddy.
You know, and keep follow me, man. Yeah, because we're like I told you originally, we will never, ever, ever do a cast or come in here and waste your time and just talk about nothing. Everything we do has value. Everything every second, every word we mention has valid points that we need to make sure people understand, because there is such a crisis right now. And, you know, we figured some of it out. What we haven't, we have experts that we're working with to figure it out. So thank you, Jared, my friend. And I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, no problem. Quick question for you.
No problem.
Mind. Do you go on people's podcasts, or do you do speaking? You know, like, you go on.
Yeah, I just so you know, I came from the Trump organization, so I was the guy that taught all the coaches. So everybody who says they're a coach, I'm the guy that teaches coaches and teaches mentors. Okay, I'm the guy that you go to a big auditorium like Learning Annex, and there's 10,000 people there. I'm the guy you see on the stage. Okay. That gives you an idea of what I do and the depth of what we do. Why do we do that? Because we have value to bring to people. And then we have classes, and we have podcasts, and we have all kinds of stuff. People can get involved at all different levels with this. Okay. Now, it's not like Grant Cardone. I'm not like that. But in the same respect, we have that type of following, and we have that type of ability. And that's my background. That's why I'm so passionate about helping people.
Okay. Well, when I get my podcast started back up then, and I haven't done it about a year, I get some other people on. Maybe I'll invite you to the stage.
That sounds awesome. I'd love to be on your podcast. Just send an email to robert@wcilaw.com.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, team, it has been an incredible day. Today is Thursday, April 14th, 2020. The time is 11:48 a.m. in Los Angeles, California. Today, we've been discussing debt collection, how to overcome dealing with the debt collectors, and what you can do to fix yourself, fix your credit for your business. We talked about asset protection. We've talked about how to deal with people when they call you. All the things you need to know. We've talked about what you need to do to protect yourself. Wow. A lot in a little period of time. But I know what you guys will do. I know you'll listen to this over and over and over. God bless, my friends. Amazing. I love you guys.
Change Your Life Podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.
You've been listening to the world famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.